Praise the Lord. Well, I'd like for you to get your Bibles this morning. I'd like for you to turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And I want to continue with the series that we started last Sunday. I wanted to start a series entitled, if you all remember, Who Am I? And in the parentheses is, In Christ. Who am I? In Christ. And last Sunday we talked about that we were children of God. But today we want to talk about that in Christ Jesus, who am I? Today we're going to be talking about I am saved. I am saved. Last Sunday we talked about I am a child of God.
La semana pasada hablamos de que nosotros somos hijos de Dios.
Today I am saved.
Y hoy va a ser de que soy salvado.
Let's pray. Lord, we ask that today you would truly bless the preaching of your word. I pray, Lord, that you would grant unto us the spirit of revelation and knowledge of who you are and what you've done for us through the cross. I pray, Lord, that you would inspire us, and I pray that most importantly you would teach us the very truths of who we are in Christ Jesus. I pray it wouldn't be elementary, but rather it would be something that would be eye-opening even in its simplicity. And so bless the preaching of your word this morning, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. But I'm speaking to you this morning, I don't want it to be something that is elementary in regards to things we teach babies in Christ.
No quiero que sea algo de escuela...
But the truth that we will talk about today is a simple truth.
Pero la verdad que vamos a hablar en esta mañana es una verdad simple.
When we come to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior,
cuando venimos a Jesucristo como nuestro Salvador,
we go and we immediately tell people, I am saved.
Vamos y le decimos a la gente que hemos sido salvos.
I remember when I first got saved. Through evangelist Billy Graham. The ministry said, when you've received Jesus into your heart, you need to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. So they encouraged us to go and tell someone that we were saved. And at first, I was so shy. I was very shy and I couldn't say it.
Era mucha vergüenza que no podía decirlo.
But that didn't mean I wasn't saved.
Pero eso no quería decir que no estaba salvo.
But I began to grow in my confidence in the Lord.
Pero lo que empecé a crecer yo en mi confianza en Cristo.
And I began to tell everyone that I was saved.
Empecé a decirle a todos que yo era salvo.
And I would tell them how they could be saved.
Y empecé a decirles cómo ellos podían ser salvos también.
As children of the living God, we are saved people.
Como hijos del Dios viviente, tenemos que decirle a esas personas.
And our salvation
y nuestra salvación
contains so much
contiene mucho, mucho.
That this series can go on for a year.
Que con esto puede seguir por años.
It won't.
No.
But it will go on for a little while.
No pasa, pero sí sigue por muchos años.
Because when we understand the depth of our salvation,
porque cuando entendemos lo que significa nuestra salvación,
we begin to understand the height and the depth
empezamos a comprender lo que es lo alto y lo profundo
of all that God has for us.
Todo lo que Dios tiene por nosotros.
I am saved.
Yo soy salvo.
I want you to say it. I am saved.
Quiero que lo digas, yo soy salvo.
In Ephesians chapter 2,
aquí en Efesios, capítulo 2,
I want us to read the first 10 verses.
Quiero que leamos los primeros 10 versículos,
and I will emphasize some points here.
Y me voy a enfocar en unos puntos aquí.
But all of it is to show that we are saved.
Pero todo eso es para enseñarte que todos somos salvos.
The Apostle Paul in chapter 2, verse 1, said this.
Así dice el Pablo.
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
En otro tiempo ustedes estaban muertos en sus transgresiones y pecados.
in which you formerly walked according to the age of this world.
En los cuales andaban conforme a los poderes de este mundo.
And according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
Se conducían según al que gobernaba las tinieblas, según el espíritu que ahora ejerce tu poder en los que viven en la desobediencia.
Among them we also once lived in the lusts of our flesh.
En ese tiempo también todos nosotros vivíamos con ellos.
Doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature children of wrath.
Impulsados por nuestros deseos pecaminosos, siguiendo nuestras propias voluntades y nuestros propios.
Even as everybody else.
Como los demás.
But God.
Éramos por naturaleza ovejas de la tierra, pero Dios.
Being rich in mercy because of his great love which he loved us.
Que es rico en misericordia por su gran amor por nosotros.
Even when we were dead in sins, made us alive together with Christ.
Nos dio vida con Cristo, aun cuando estábamos muertos en pecado.
By grace you have been saved.
Pero por gracia ustedes han sido salvos.
And he raised us up and seated us together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Y en unión con Cristo Jesús nos resucitó y nos hizo sentar con él.
So that in the coming ages he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
Para mostrar en los tiempos venideros la incomparable riqueza de sus gracias. Porque todo su amor derramó sobre nosotros en Cristo Jesús.
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Porque por gracia ustedes han sido salvos mediante la fe.
And this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Esto no es, procede de ustedes, sino que es el regalo de Dios.
Not of works, so that no one should boast.
No de obras para que nadie se gaste.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, so that we should walk in them.
Porque somos hechura de Dios, creados en Cristo Jesús, para vuestras obras, los cuales Dios dispuso en antemano, en fin de que las pongamos en práctica.
In these verses, Paul begins to speak about our salvation.
Aquí en estos versículos, el apóstol Pablo empezó a hablar de estas cosas.
He begins to talk about the fact that we are saved by grace. We're not saved by works. And so that means we don't have to try to be saved. That's freeing. This message of grace, salvation by grace, is unique to the gospel message. Other religions can't claim this.
Otras religiones no pueden, justificarse de esto.
One of the things we should talk to our Mormon friends about is that they need that there is the possibility to be saved by grace.
Es de que hay una posibilidad de que ellos pueden ser salvos por gracia.
Not by works.
No por obras.
Because they're bound by their works.
Ellos están atados a sus obras.
They believe they can earn salvation.
Ellos creen que así se ganan la gracia.
But we can't earn it.
Pero no podemos, no es algo que nos podemos ganar.
You don't earn it by fasting for 40 days.
No te lo ganas por ayunar 40 días.
Or trying to be sinless.
O tratar de no pecar.
Because as hard as we try, it will never work.
Porque aunque tratemos mucho, nunca va a funcionar.
We'll trip up somewhere along the line.
Ahí en un día o otro vamos a caer.
And by God's standards,
y por la gracia de Dios,
if we trip just a small bit,
si nos caemos, aunque sea un poco,
we're guilty of breaking it all.
Somos culpables de quebrar todo.
So even that little white lie,
hasta una mentirita chica,
that little tiny white lie,
una mentirita, por muy pequeña que sea,
you've broken the whole law.
Estás quebrando toda la ley.
That little bit of lust,
ese pecado del ojo,
or even coveting something, wanting something really bad, lust. You've broken the whole law.
De desear algo, estás quebrando la ley.
Having hatred in the heart towards someone.
Tener ese coraje en el corazón por medio de una persona.
Jesus said it's like you've murdered them.
Jesús dijo, es como si los mataras.
You ever been angry with someone and felt like hurting them? No one is perfect.
Nadie es perfecto.
Only Jesus.
Solamente Jesús.
So we can't earn our salvation.
No es algo que no podemos ganar.
But as we talk about this subject, I am saved.
Pero estamos hablando de este mensaje, que soy salvo.
We must ask the question,
nos tenemos que preguntar,
what am I saved from?
De qué soy salvo?
What does it mean to be saved?
¿Qué quiere decir que soy salvo?
Now, obviously, we know that when we come to Christ,
nosotros sabemos que cuando venimos a Cristo,
He's saved us from eternal damnation.
Él nos ha salvado de condenación eterna.
He saved us from going to hell.
Él nos salvó de ir al infierno.
Our home is in heaven.
Nuestra casa es en el cielo.
But we've also been saved from facing God's wrath.
Pero también nos salvó de la ira de Dios.
That means that when we come to God,
eso quiere decir que cuando venimos a Dios,
have become His children,
somos hijos de Dios,
and are saved by His grace,
hemos sido salvos por gracia,
we don't have to fear God's wrath.
No tenemos que temer de la ira de Dios.
The wrath of God is on those that don't believe.
La ira de Dios es por esos que no creen.
I want to show it to you in the Bible.
Quiero enseñarte eso en la Biblia.
Put a marker where you are in Ephesians 2.
Marca tu Biblia ahí donde estás en Efesios 2.
And turn to John chapter 3 really fast.
Y abre el libro de Juan.
John chapter 3.
Capítulo 3.
And in John chapter 3, we all know John 3:16.
Y todos conocemos el capítulo Juan 3:16.
We know it very well.
No, entonces sabe muy bien.
But I want us to read verse 18.
Pero queremos que, quiero que leamos el versículo 18.
And also we want to read verse 36. Verse 18 says, "He who believes in Him is not condemned."
Versículo 18 dice, el que cree en él no es condenado.
But he who does not believe is condemned already.
Pero el que no cree ya está condenado.
Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Por no haber creído en el nombre del Hijo unigénito de Dios.
Now look at 36. John wrote, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life. He who does not believe the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God remains on him." We are saved from hell.
Somos salvos del infierno.
But we're also saved from facing God's wrath.
Pero también fuimos salvados de no encontrar la ira de Dios.
We have put our faith and our trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Nosotros ponemos nuestra confianza en Jesús.
And by faith we have been placed into Christ's righteousness.
Y por fe hemos sido puestos en la gracia de Jesús.
One scripture says, "I have put on Christ."
Una escritura dice que nos hemos puesto la capa de...
It's like in the morning when we get up to get ready for church, I put on this shirt and tie.
Es como en la mañana que nos levantamos, nos alistamos y nos ponemos nuestra ropa.
I put on my pants and my shoes.
Pongo nuestros pantalones y nuestros zapatos.
I put them on.
Me los pongo.
In the same way, we have put on Christ.
En la misma manera, nos ponemos a Jesucristo.
And because we have put on Christ, we have become accepted in Christ Jesus.
Y porque aceptamos a Jesucristo, Así él nos aceptó en su gracia.
And because you are accepted of the Father,
porque eres aceptado por su padre,
you are his child.
Tú eres su hijo.
You will not taste his wrath.
Tú no vas a probar de su ira.
Can you say praise the Lord?
¿Puedes decir alabar al Señor?
It does not mean he won't discipline his children.
Eso no quiere decir que no nos va a disciplinar.
We're talking about his wrath or judgment.
Estamos hablando de su ira o juicio.
His judgment was poured out on Christ.
Su juicio fue puesto en Jesucristo.
And because Christ took our judgment,
porque él tomó nuestro juicio,
now we are free.
Ahora somos libres.
Because Christ has tasted the wrath of God in our place.
Porque Jesucristo ha probado la ira de Dios en él.
His death was our death.
Su muerte fue nuestra muerte.
We were the ones that should have died on the cross.
Nosotros somos los que deberíamos que haber muerto en esa cruz.
For our sins.
Por nuestros pecados.
But Jesus died in our place.
Pero Jesucristo murió en nuestro lugar.
So because we are accepted,
so por eso mismo, porque somos aceptados,
we are not going to experience the wrath of God.
No vamos a experimentar la ira de Dios.
However, those that choose to remain in disbelief towards Christ,
pero de esa manera, aquellos que desobedecen y quieren permanecer en el pecado, lo van a probar.
The wrath of God remains on them.
Y la ira de Dios permanece en ellos.
That tells us something.
Eso nos quiere decir algo.
The believer will not experience the wrath of God.
El que cree no va a experimentar la ira de Dios.
But the unbeliever will.
Pero el que no cree, sí.
Think about your neighbor.
Piensa cerca tu vecino.
Your family member.
Tu pariente.
Friend.
Tu amigo.
Coworker.
Tu amigo en el trabajo.
If they don't receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior,
si ellos no reciben a Jesucristo como su Salvador,
they will taste God's judgment.
Ellos van a sentir lo que es la ira de Dios.
That's why we need to pray for them to be saved.
Por eso necesitamos nosotros orar por ellos, para que sean salvos.
But thank God that we are saved.
Pero gracias a Dios que nosotros somos salvos.
He saved us from hell.
Él nos salvó del infierno.
He's also saved us from his wrath to come.
Y nos salvó de la ira que va a venir.
But we must also understand that he has saved us.
Pero también tenemos que entender que él nos salvó.
Even from sin itself.
Del mismo pecado.
Paul said,
Pablo dijo,
to the believer,
al creyente,
sin shall not have dominion over you.
Que el pecado no va a tener poder sobre ti.
Sin will not overpower you anymore.
El pecado no te va a controlar ya.
He has set us free from the bondage to sin.
Él nos libró de esas cadenas para ser libres.
And this liberation,
y esta liberación,
we're able to live free from sin.
Nos da el privilegio de vivir libres del pecado.
Paul would say, shall I continue in sin?
Pablo dijo que continuaré en pecado.
So that grace could abound.
Para que la gracia sea libre.
He says, God forbid.
Dijo, no, que Dios nos libre.
Jesus has set us free from his wrath and judgment.
Jesucristo nos salvó de su ira.
And so now we have been saved to be brought into a relationship with God.
Y por eso hemos sido salvos para tener una relación con Jesucristo.
In Ephesians chapter 2,
en Efesios capítulo 2,
you'll notice that in the first three verses,
si te fijas bien en los primeros tres versículos,
actually we could even say the first five verses, Paul begins to show that these believers were once a particular way.
Pablo empezó a hablar de que estas personas en un principio eran así.
But because they were saved,
pero porque fueron salvos,
their lives were being lived out differently.
Sus vidas han sido cambiadas.
Notice in chapter 2, verse 1, it says,
fíjate en el capítulo 2, versículo 1, dice,
says, and you were dead in your trespasses.
Dijo, y tú estabas muerto en tus pecados.
That's past tense.
Eso es algo pasado.
He says, you formerly walked according to the age of the world.
Dice que tú formantemente caminabas con el mundo.
It says, you also once lived.
Dice también que
verse 3. We also once lived in the lust of our flesh. That's our past life.
Esa es nuestra vida pasada.
He saved us from our bondage to sin.
Nos salvó de esas cadenas que nos amarraban.
To live in a way that glorifies God.
Para vivir una vida que glorifica a Dios.
In verse 4 it says, but God being rich in mercy.
En el versículo 4 dice, pero Dios que es rico en misericordia.
Because of his great love with which he loved us.
Por su grande amor por nosotros.
He made us alive together with Christ.
Nos dio vida con Cristo.
We've been saved from death.
Hemos sido salvos de la muerte.
And brought into life.
Nos trajo la vida.
Another scripture says that he has translated us.
En otra escritura dice que nos ha trasladado.
Into the kingdom of his dear Son.
En el reino de Dios.
We have been brought from death to life.
Nos trajo de la muerte a la vida.
You are no longer in death.
Ya no estás en la muerte.
He has given us newness of life.
Nos ha dado esa vida viviente.
This newness of life Paul talked about in Romans.
Esta vida, Pablo habló en Romanos.
Is a life that is constantly growing.
Es una vida que constantemente está creciendo.
It's a life that is constantly to be lived.
Es una vida que constantemente tenemos que vivirla.
And it's birthed out of a relationship with God.
Y es nacido de la relación con Cristo.
It's not an old way.
No es la camino viejo.
It's the new way in Christ.
Es el camino nuevo en Cristo.
And this newness of life is something that should be seen in our lives.
Y este movimiento de vida tiene que ser demostrado en nuestras vidas.
By grace we have been saved.
Por gracia hemos sido salvos.
When we opened our heart's door and said, Jesus, I receive you.
Cuando abrimos nuestros corazones y decimos, Jesucristo, te recibo.
I receive the gift of salvation.
Recibo ese regalo de salvación.
We were saved by grace through faith.
Hemos sido salvos por gracia.
All we had to do is receive it.
Todo lo que tenemos que hacer es recibirlo.
We haven't tried to earn it.
No tenemos que tratar de ganarlo.
We just simply received it.
Solamente lo recibimos.
And we received it by faith.
Y lo recibimos por fe.
But look at verse 6 real quick in Ephesians chapter 2.
Pero mira ahí en el versículo 6 de Efesios capítulo 2.
And it says, he raised us up.
Y dice, y en unión con Cristo Jesús.
And seated us together in heavenly places.
Dios nos resucitó y nos hizo sentar con él en regiones celestiales.
He's raised us up to sit together with him in heavenly places.
Nos ha levantado para sentarnos con él en el cielo.
Your salvation,
tu salvación,
has brought you into a position.
Te ha puesto en una posición.
In Christ Jesus.
En Jesucristo.
That we are seated in heavenly places.
Estamos sentados ahí en el cielo.
By faith.
Por fe.
Think about this for a moment.
Piénsalo un poco.
Can anything unholy be in heaven?
Algo que no es santo puede estar en el cielo.
Yet the scripture says you are seated with him in heavenly places.
Y así en la escritura dice que tú estás sentado en el cielo.
When you are saved,
cuando tú fuiste salvo,
your sins were washed away by the blood of Jesus.
Tus pecados fueron limpios por la sangre de Jesús.
And he has made us holy.
Y él nos hizo puros.
So that now we are seated in heavenly places.
Y ahora estamos sentados en lugares celestiales.
It's a position.
Es una posición.
And it's a position that we understand by faith.
Es una posición que tenemos que entender por fe.
Every one of us here in this room knows.
Cada uno de nosotros en este lugar sabe.
Our imperfections.
Nuestras imperfecciones.
Even this morning we may have gotten up on the wrong side of the bed.
Hasta esta mañana nos levantamos en el lado incorrecto de la cama.
This is called your condition in Christ.
Esto se llama tu condición en Cristo.
Your conditions in Christ are ever changing.
Tus condiciones en Cristo siempre están cambiando.
There are highs and there are lows.
Hay unos días que son bien y unos que no son muy buenos.
Good days, bad days.
Unos malos, unos buenos.
Sometimes you feel like a saint.
Unos días te sientes como un santo.
And sometimes you don't.
Y unos días no.
David Wilkerson said one time,
David Wilkerson dijo a veces,
he said, I don't feel saved until about 9 o'clock in the morning. Your salvation isn't based on your feelings.
Tu salvación no está basada en cómo te sientes tú.
Your emotions
tus emociones
are on your condition.
Están en tus condiciones.
And conditions change.
Tus condiciones cambian.
But your position,
pero tu posición,
is that you are saved.
Es de que tú eres salvo.
Your condition says, I don't feel saved.
Tu condición dice, yo no me siento salvo.
Your condition sometimes says, well, I actually feel saved today.
Tu condición a veces te pregunta, me siento salvo.
But your position is,
pero tu posición es,
you are saved.
Tú eres salvo.
I am seated in heavenly places in Christ.
Yo estoy sentado en lugares celestiales con Cristo.
Greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world.
Más grande es el que está conmigo en el cielo que el que está conmigo en la tierra.
Abba, Father.
Abba, Padre.
That is your position.
Esa es tu posición.
You're a child of God.
Tú eres un hijo de Dios.
You're washed in the blood.
Tú eres lavado en la sangre.
You're a saint in Christ Jesus.
Tú eres un santo en Cristo.
And so our salvation is secure in Christ.
Nuestra salvación está asegurada en Cristo.
And God the Father looks at you as a saintly, beautiful person.
Y Dios, nuestro Padre, nos mira así.
And it's because of what Christ has done for us on the cross.
Y es por lo que Jesucristo ha hecho por nosotros en la cruz.
He gave his life on the cross for you.
Él dio su vida en la cruz por ti.
And he gave his life because he loves you.
Y él dio su vida porque él te ama.
There is no individual that Jesus does not love.
No hay ni un individual aquí, ni una persona que Cristo no ama.
And he gave his life on the cross to save you.
Y él dio su vida por ti en la cruz por ti.
And if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
y si tú aceptas a Jesucristo como tu Salvador,
you become a saint by faith.
Tú eres un santo por fe.
If you've accepted Christ as Savior,
si tú has aceptado a Jesús,
you are a saint.
Tú eres un santo.
But because we are who we are in Christ,
pero por lo que somos en Cristo,
I'm a child of the living God.
Soy un hijo de Dios viviente.
And because I am saved,
y porque soy salvo,
we must understand that He has saved us.
Tenemos que entender que Él nos ha salvado.
With a saving grace,
con una salvación de gracia,
that changes us.
Que nos cambia.
Amen.
Verses 8 through 10 says,
en el versículo 8 al 10 dice,
for by grace you have been saved through faith.
Porque por gracia ustedes han sido salvos mediante la fe.
And this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Y esto no procede de ustedes, sino que es regalo de Dios.
And remember, as with any gift,
y acuérdate que todo regalo,
for it to be a gift, it needs to be received.
Que como todo regalo, tiene que ser recibido.
You don't work for gifts.
Tú no trabajas por regalos.
Amen.
Amen.
It says not of works.
No es por obras.
So that no one should boast.
Para que nadie se enal.
But it says, for we are his workmanship. Verse 10.
Dice, porque somos hechadura de Dios,
created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Creados en Cristo Jesús para buenas obras.
For good works.
Para buenas obras.
Which God prepared beforehand.
Las cuales Dios dispuso de un antemano.
So that we should walk in them.
A fin de que las pongamos en práctica.
Two quick quotes.
Dos cosas muy rápido.
And then we'll close.
Luego terminamos.
The first one comes from John Calvin.
La primera viene de John Calvin.
Calvin was a writer.
Este señor era un escritor.
He came after the time of Martin Luther.
Él vino después de Martin Luther.
He wrote a series known as the Institutes of Christian Religion, I think. He made this statement. He says, it is faith alone.
Él dijo, es la fe sola,
which justifies.
Que justifica.
And yet faith which justifies,
y así la fe que justifica,
is not alone.
No está sola.
We have been saved unto good works.
Nosotros hemos sido salvos para buenas obras.
And one of the evidences of being saved,
y una de las evidencias de nosotros ser salvos,
is going to be the good works that are accomplished through us.
Va a ser las buenas obras que salen de nosotros.
But we must understand this correctly.
Pero tenemos que entender esto exactamente.
We don't do good works,
nosotros no hacemos buenas obras,
to become good.
Para ser buenos.
Rather, because we are good,
pero al contrario, para, porque somos buenos,
we do good works.
Hacemos buenas obras.
So we don't try to earn goodness.
No estamos tratando de ganarnos lo bueno.
We do it because we are good in Christ.
Lo hacemos porque somos así en Cristo.
Charles Spurgeon said this.
El señor,
Charles Spurgeon.
Spurgeon.
He says, we are prepared,
dijo que somos preparados,
to die for the doctrine of justification by faith,
para morir en la doctrina de justificación en fe,
and to assert before all adversaries,
y para acertar en todo lo contrario,
that salvation is not of works,
que la salvación no es por medio de obras.
But we also confess,
pero también confesamos,
that we are justified by faith. Let me say it again. We also confess that we are justified by a faith.
Pero también confesamos que somos de fe, justificados por una fe,
which produces works.
Que produce cosas, obras buenas.
And if any man has a faith,
y si cualquier hombre tiene fe,
which does not produce good works,
no produce buenas obras,
it is a faith of devils.
Es una fe de diablo.
Let me read that one again.
Vamos a leerlo otra vez.
He says, we also confess,
dice, también nosotros confesamos,
that we are justified by a faith,
que somos justificados por una fe,
which produces works,
que produce obras buenas.
And if any man has a faith,
y si cualquier hombre tiene una fe,
which does not produce good works,
que no produce obras buenas,
it is a faith of devils.
Es una fe de diablos.
We are saved by faith without works.
Somos libres por fe sin trabajo.
But not by a faith that is without works.
Pero no por una fe que no da trabajo.
For the real faith that saves the soul,
porque la misma fe que salva la alma,
works by love,
trabaja por medio de amor,
and purifies the character.
Y purifica el carácter.
We are saved by grace through faith.
Somos salvos por gracia.
I am saved.
Soy salvo.
And because I am saved,
porque soy salvo,
it's going to be evidenced in my life.
Va a haber evidencias en mi vida.
There won't be perfection.
No va a haber perfección.
But one of the greatest evidences of salvation in our lives,
pero una de las grandes evidencias de salvación en nuestras vidas,
is going to be the change of heart.
Va a ser el cambio de corazón.
Attitude.
Actitud.
Even ways.
Y hasta
in how we live our lives in this world. James said, faith without works is dead.
James dijo que la fe sin trabajo muere.
But I'm a child of God.
Pero soy hijo de Dios.
And I am saved.
Y soy salvo.
How many of you are thankful you're saved? If you're thankful, say amen. Let's stand. I want us to pray together that the Lord will continue to open our hearts and our understanding to the height, the depth, and even the breadth of His salvation. Maybe I should say it, of our salvation. Who am I?
¿Quién soy yo?
I'm a child of God.
Soy hijo de Dios.
I am saved.
Soy salvo.
But what does that mean?
¿Pero qué quiere decir eso?
And so we're going to continue going deeper and deeper.
So vamos a continuar entendiendo más esto, más y más.
The beauty of our salvation is really beyond our comprehension.
Lo más magnífico de nuestra salvación es comprender eso sin entendimiento.
And it's a beautiful thing to understand it more and more.
Y es una cosa muy hermosa entender esto más y más.
In our salvation is the understanding of God's love.
En nuestra salvación es el entendimiento de Dios.
God loves you.
Dios te ama.
Praise the Lord.